Didn't you just appear in an opera at the Met?
Yeah, I was in The Exterminating Angel by Thomas Addis.
And they did a big piece with you with National Public Radio for the woman who has sung the highest note ever.
Well, it was written in the score. It wasn't like I just went out there on the Met stage and screamed a high note. It was in the score. And I knew maybe a year before Thomas Addis even wrote the score, he asked me if I could sing an A above high C, and I said, yeah. I said, okay, I'm going to write that in the new opera. I said, okay. And then that's how it happened.
So did he write this role for you?
Yeah, I guess he wrote it for me, is what they say. But other people are going to sing it. But for the debut performance, I think he had certain people in mind. Christine, I've never worked with a director where you're running the show from beginning to end. I think, what, an entire week or a week and a half before we even got to the theater, which was crazy to me. I forgot that part, you know, 10 years ago when I did this opera, is that she's just so prepared and she's got a plan and you just got to trust the plan and so efficient.
And that ended up really benefiting us. I don't know how much we should tell Iowa Public Radio. And there was a huge storm came through this area. And so on the day of the storm, in fact, it was supposed to be our final dress rehearsal. Well, because of these 88 mile per hour winds that came through Indianola, our final dress rehearsal was canceled, and it should have been because we had no lights. But as Audrey just said, because we had run the show so much, if there was any show that could have had a final dress rehearsal, have it be gone away, it was ours. And it ended up being okay. Opening night was a success, and every show after that has been a success. This is going into Act 3, but I'm thinking about, because I'm in a trunk while this is happening, when she sings a line, there's a plane coming and the plane is landing. When a plane comes into the land and it touches down and it kind of bounces a little bit, I hear that in his writing. I have chills talking about it. It's incredible to me that someone could, their own experience, make that into music. I wish I could compose. I can't. I'm just like amazed by it, that he can do it.
I love the very end when you have your duet together. I just thought that was so gorgeous.
Audrey makes it easy to do it when you have someone who is such a fiercely talented human being and so kind and so giving. When you're on the stage with someone like that, it feels just like you're soaring. And so I'm thankful that I've had her this entire journey. It's been such an incredible journey. So it's very easy to do. It's very easy to do when you can have something like that.
Oh, I'm going to cry. Well, samesies, John. I've never met a more talented singer in all my, like, seriously, I'm not joking. Like, John is the most talented voice I've ever heard. Most beautiful voice, most wonderful person. I'm lucky to know him. Let's end up together, like the controller and the refugee. I think it was funny because a sweet old lady came up to me last night. She said, "So tell me, do you end up with the refugee?" And I said, "Yes, we're lovers now." I just wanted to make her happy, and she cracked up.
This is probably one of the best casts that has ever sung this.